Christians are making a difference with HIV/AIDS in Africa. A partnership for pastoral revival comes to Brazil, and an inner-city ministry builds on a half-century legacy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 74% of the world's HIV/AIDS victims are in Africa. In 2006, 2.8 million people in sub-Saharan Africa became infected with HIV/AIDS. It's a problem that can't be ignored by Christians anymore. President of Book of Hope International, Rob Hoskins, just returned from Kenya, where he attended the International Conference on HIV/AIDS and the Bible. He says Christians have the best answer.
The answer is not exclusively condoms, it's not exclusively abstinence and being faithful in marriage. But even more than that, we, the church, have a responsibility to plant the truth of God's word in the hearts of children and young people because it's a heart response that's needed.
Book of Hope is currently working all across Africa.
We're involved right now in about 18 countries in sub-Saharan Africa, mainly working through the school systems. And this next year, we anticipate reaching close to 20 million school children across Africa.
Heart change has already been seen in many youth who have come to Christ. Next, last week, a Chinese house church leader sat in his home reading his Bible as police surrounded his home. He was beaten so badly he had to be taken to the hospital. A voice of the martyr's contact says the China Public Security Bureau has put him on house arrest. The man's 77-year-old ill mother is also being held hostage by police to pressure him into revealing names of other believers. Pray that the man will have a strength despite government pressures. You're listening to Mission Network News. ESPN has taken interest in a story of an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship student. Jason Ray passed away unexpectedly early this year, leaving a memory of enthusiasm for his faith as well as for athletics at the University of North Carolina. Ray was known for his role as mascot at UNC Games. The ESPN story features Ray's passion for life and highlights his leadership role in the InterVarsity chapter of UNC. Pray that Ray's story will reach avid ESPN fans who haven't heard the gospel. Meanwhile, evangelist Sammy Tippett was just in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to partner in an exciting church planting undertaking. The ministry has had a close relationship with churches in Rio for many years. It's exciting to help lay the groundwork.
They have a brand new vision of wanting to plant 5,000 churches in the next 10 years in unreached areas. And they asked me to join in partnering with them and reaching these communities. And then the second thing was we held a conference on spiritual awakening with pastors.
Tippett says many of the pastors are tired and in need of encouragement. That's key to seeing their goal realized.
When the church is renewed, when the church is awakened and revived, then it's going to be their vision. They're going to reach out to these unreached people groups and unreached areas. And there's going to be a lot more in-depth and longer lasting fruit that will come from that than if just someone from outside came in and did an evangelistic meeting.
And this month, City Team Ministries is celebrating 50 years of serving the poor and homeless in the United States. What started as one outreach in California has grown into a ministry that touches hundreds of thousands of people daily in the inner city. City Team President Patrick Robertson says they're more than a homeless shelter, they're a church planting ministry.
The church planters are the former drug and alcohol addicts and former prostitutes and ex-cons, and those are the ones that are starting Discovery Bible studies and fellowship groups in our cities all across the nation.
Robertson says it's about reaching out to one person at a time to meet an immediate need and introduce them to the hope that only God can provide. Only that can truly change a life. That approach has brought growth and more needs.
Pray that our recovering addicts would stay strong in their faith and walk closely to the Lord. Secondly, pray for our staff. We're at the point where we're experiencing that what we need are harvesters.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD, Better Than Life, 10 new songs celebrating the persecuted church. That's Better Than Life featuring Scott Kerpane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley, just in time for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.